هي صديا هي بتخان أت هي مخلقة بس وير تشتال التفاح هي التفاح that was never the hochasa pashut when we put it there's all types of different sheets Rav says it's keneged hayotze zeh guf anachtuchu harishonim we have the kahana v'rabasi they say that yamidenu keneged rosh tor v'gam bezeh nachtuchu harishonim the rabu hashitois What are they arguing about, Pashut? What are the underpinnings of the different sheetahs, the Ayah position, the Mirayim, the Yishayim? Put it here, put it there. What are they, the side of their machloikas? What are the mailas, possible chasinas, of the different places where it can be spelled? Right, the Rashi says by Kneged Rosh Tor, Zagam Nechleku Achreinu, what's the beer in Rashi? Vakopanim, Rashi says that the Mail of Kneged Rosh Tor, what the Kahana was saying, it should be there, why should it be there? Kneged Rosh Tor, very exotic. The Nira Naita would be the Mechitzai, or Mechzi Ka'arba Mechitzai. Mechzi Ka'arba. The day of the Tesach, when it's put, when it's positioned like that, etvaz, it's nearer ka'arba. Nobody's going to really mistake it for tuk, salim, shleimai, right? Turn one tefach that's nearer into, 14 tefachim. But al kopanim, it gives the effect of, being samuch and shayach to those walls. Shayach is, What do you need four walls for? That's like similar from the Torah thing, right? The going over here like the Chachamim, right? It was three walls. The Zagufa, the Hachasa came and was Megareya, the third wall was Megareya. What's Shavi here? It's near. What's the mile in that? What's the mile of four walls? That's a three, even the third one, Ken Zainman is a Baif and Kal, whatever it is, whatever exactly it's going to be, but it's a Kula in the third wall, and it's still over here, it's near a Ka'arba Defan, it's Sarchion. The Pshat is, and everybody's made it a site, I think, over here. The mice, the sukkah is not, you're not making walls. You have a little sugar and a little oil and making a wall. It's faket that all you daily defana, it's a pashut that you're making a makom sasam. Making a makom sasam, a sukkah. The shayla is, what was the Torah, the chayiv, what types of walls made a makom sasam? That's just all you day. Two wall shleimis and a third wall, whatever it's going to be. That's the sukkah. That's all you need. That's Pashut Al Yidei, these defanais, you're making a Malkum Sassim. And Bazagufa, Nechleku HaMirayim, right? Where to shtel that tefach in order that Duch the Tefach is considered that it's made a makom sasam, and it's very moving. It's moving hated. Achura, what the Kahana was actually saying with Kahana that all you did the tefach, it's near a karbo. Okay, that should be machmia that the tefach is spelled over there. The gamal yidev that achura, the marach about it now, but the chayin in Shabbos, this is just like you said, the fanis the gabi sukkah. It's the finest legavi shabbos. Chura, I'm saying, it's good stuff in Alamo that, that every mitzvah, mitzvah, every halach has their own shulchan aruch. What's the migu? This is genug for this. This is not genug for that. I'm saying, because that's harde. Fakir, the shabbos we know has its own shulchan aruch. I mean, we know from anything, from the Gabi Mechitzas too. We came across many already. What does it mean that Nigu, that the Sukkah, is considered a Mechitza, considered a Mechitza? Different standards. They're required over here this, and they're required over there that. Yeah.
Right now you're in a sukkah and Shabbos.
Right. I understand. So what? But the mitzvah of the yeshiva sukkah is genug. But the gabe hoitzam, it's just a rabbi, it's just a yochid.
What says you have different dinim in the mechitzah?
Right, avada we're not.
And what says that right now?
Right, avada. I'm saying fakarta would be easier to understand if we were learning a hekeshaf that even on the. You know, that even on a non-Shabbos sukkah, being makkish. No, for carrots, we know that Shabbos has its own standards, and we're still saying that on a Shabbos sukkah, the taket mahani to linen hitzah. What's the mulan of that? Well, because sukkah is not walls, plus sukkah. I'm saying, snake. What the Torah said by sukkah was, make a makam sasum. And the Torah considered this. A makom sasum, and the neila. I'm not saying that even nachatam that you would say this yourself. The seder we still need the gemara to be megaleh to us. Balkopanim, it has a muvan. But over here, the Torah considered this a makom sasum in sukkah. I'm not saying nigul is not a chiddush. You know, I'm saying that now I would have, I would say it myself. My point is, the ma'isa has to have a pshat, it has to have some type of movement. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's a tzvar that you, it's not standard. I'm saying that it's the type of tzvar that we say itself. But it's understandable that the Gemara could be megala to us, that there's a migu that since the Torah considered a makom sasum, l'gabei sukkah, right? So on Shabbos as well, during sukkah, l'gabei Shabbos to kedinim, it's a makom sasum as well. But she'enkein, if it's just, you know, the fanais, you know, it's not.
But the fanais are the same way, so also the fanais are all the same. Whatever the machitza is, the machitza. So that was just, we're still the machitza, how to put it, those are the only things that change. Everyone agrees the machitza has to be yod, everyone agrees the machitza is what they did. Well, whatever the name of the machitzas are.
But there are different standards for making a. Sure, let's see, I'm sorry to answer, sure. I mean, we had a lot of them already. You know, the guy being mechitzas nikaras b'tzuzmas. You know, we'll see more about it. We'll see when it's in Ma'arach now, but we'll see there are differences. We'll see the differences between both the kula and the chumah both ways, between what's considered mechitzah for Shabbos and what's considered mechitzah for Sukkah. I made a part of the law. I made the difference. A lot of differences about the lachi versus the tefach. Balkopanim, the point is that it's not just the fanai, it's just to make the fanai plus chach equals sukkah. Sukkah is the makom sasum. So that's not them saying it's the kenzagim legal.
Is dafkan Shabbos sukkah?
Yeah.
So Rashi's matzah, what if shlishim yom kedem achag, you build a sukkah, let's say in sukkah.
Yeah.
This is going to be your sukkah, the same sukkah.
Yontif.
What? Meaning, Yontif makes it a bit more custom, or I'm building the same sukkah, so I'm not Yontif.
No, this is going to be my sukkah. It's the sukkah, it's the fact that it's being coiled, it's making a sukkah, these are found.
Well, even before sukkah,
it's not making a sukkah, because you made it the same sukkah. How did you make it the same sukkah on Hanukkah? Thing is the Taifas Kedusha.
It could be that to be a certain time period that now we recognize that
the shayla over here. That's as far, you know. Rav Zachin, not to say quickly, maybe about the mavon rishayna. Read them carefully. Can I get Hayyitze? Is it not Mesamach Ladaisen? Or it's on the other side? You look at the Ritva, he breaks it up into two of the Shainites, and then he says that there are Purushim that are marked for them. And that's also what the discussions over there. What's the Maila and the Chassarin? If it's Lebanon, if it's next to the two Defanites, and it's on the other side. If it's close to the those that say that it's close to Afka, what's the movement of that? And if you look carefully at the Ritva, you'll see this. Because it has to be Shaykh to the Sukkah. If the Tefach is closed, is adjacent, connected to the two walls.
Yeah. That's what Shaykh
Kagayi. Like Rashi said. Why can't it be on the other side, like the other Pshat that this thing's down? Like, that's Pshat of Dugma. We can't have two walls and out in the Midbar, your third wall. It has to be Shaykh to the Tefanim. If it's just standing near Yechidi, like a Tefach, Mitzrinin, then it's no good. What are the Rishonim or the Damiroim that say back the other way? That Kineged Hayetze, Kineged Hayetze. So why is it on the opposite side? What's the mind there? The mind there is because it's more of the Sukkah. In other words, that Avir, right? If you put two walls adjacent, you put the Tefach adjacent to it, how do you want to chab such the Avir, Ki'ilu, to say that now you have a wall of seven. Masha'inkin of Estata Gestalt, and out to the corner, right? So you have between these two walls, you have Avir that's surrounded by Daifni Asuka. Okay, these are some of the thirds over here that are existing. Look at the Ritva carefully, you see how he breaks up to the Shinai, he says V'yeshir Kivu. Okay, L'zeh Mechave. Besides these two shittas, you have Rav Simon, that comes with the Nachashita, it has to be a Tefach Seichik, and the Yimamidu Yipachet Mishleisha. I had to point out this and saying to ask about the pshat over here. Is this the raisa of the rabbanon? Is this the raisa of the rabbanon? This is the furish of the final days of the rabbanon. Another Reb Simon, he's made that tefach is like you said, neged hayotzei. What that means? Ravaz mid rabbanon, they were meisif. They reminds this and says, you know, make this wall in such an ocean. Others, perhaps, indicate that it could be Dereisa. What would that mean if it's Dereisa? That's a cast. You need really a Dyson shop. Chabdal Tzachim, right? A Daisin Shal Tzachlav, a Daisin Shal Tzachach Echad, a Tzachim Nishkinuk. A Maisa, the Hilchus is set a Tzachach. The Hilchus is a Tzachach. What was someone's arguing on that? Chuchalek al HaBraisa. Braisa says Tzachach. It's not a tefach, it's four tefachim.
What was the tefach, where's the key of
a Dyson Shal Tefach? Where's the Dyson Shal Tefach?
I made it.
We'll get there in a second.
You have an
Oymid
of Tefach. This is what the
pyramid. You have an Oymid of Dal Tefachim. What was the Torah saying? Shlishas the Tefach.
It had this
kavod
in mind.
It's like
kavod in mind. This is in the.
What does the Torah? What was the Torah saying when it said, "A doifin, a doifin shal tefach"? Doifin
this. That's the only thing.
What's the key of tefach?
You have an oymid of tefach, meaning you have a wall.
What do you mean an oymid of tefach? You have four tefachim.
So the Torah didn't say make a doifin of tefach. The Torah said you need one tefach of doifin, like this. So that, equals 4.
What's the kiyam? The
same
thing, what,
way in the other side,
what,
the Torah said, make a surah of Pesach together with your tefach. So here, the Torah said, put your tefach on this.
I don't see the comparison, but I just ask something. What is the kiyam of the daif and the tefach?
It doesn't mean tefach.
You're telling me four tefachim. It's a switch and bait over here.
The Torah didn't mean tefach kol yom tefach. And then you have a tefach of oimei
What was the Torah saying to you with this tefach?
It's simply one tefach.
Why does the Torah just say four tefachim?
You don't need four tefachim.
You do need four tefachim.
Maybe you would have to need four tefachim of oimei.
It wouldn't work.
I don't know what you mean when you say I made. Mavr is considered I made.
No, he's saying the same way a Kanat Tech Gimel doesn't work, even though the Torah said Tefach. So too, if the Torah said Fort Tefachim, then a Tefach Tech Gimel would either work. He's just applying what we say about Kanat.
We'll discuss this in the second.
For whatever reason that thing doesn't work, this is also not going to work. It's the same as when the Torah said Tefach,
I'm sure this is being
said. It's the exact same thing. What you're asking on Facebook. Inasmuch as the Torah says,
says that you wanted that the Torah wanted four, or whatever that Reb Simon wanted
Rabbi
four.
Simon, in the other shot that you only need one tefach, but we might even need a tefach and a kamas not going to work.
Who told you that in Tzitzis? They didn't say that.
Said.
Oh, because that's the Avir Mihaygisa.
Yeah.
Mihaygisa for one. So you're
saying that doesn't work. So you're saying that
if the Torah didn't say tefach, you would have a problem of the avir mehagisa mehagisa.
By just doing.
That's what you said. You said you have the same problem as over there. And they're the problems of the Avir Mehagi.
The Torah didn't say a tefach, right?
Yeah, I want to know, what's the Torah telling about tefach? You really...
Yeah, I'm saying the same thing.
You're saying, this means a tefach of oimid. As much as love would connect it to the wall, it doesn't... Meaning... The Torah says, if you look tefach, it's saying that you could have a third wall with all you see is one tefach standing, and Maisa, that... You do it in the right way, that gives you your third wall.
Let the Torah just Be transparent and forthright and say that you need a mechitza for Dalit.
However you're going to be entire Tesis will stay on this.
The Tesis says why it doesn't work. So you're saying that if it wouldn't be for the Torah saying Tefa, so first of all, you would say Asiyazir Mihagis Mihagis. That's what you're saying. You're saying you'd have the problem, Taisa to the L. That's what Taisa says, the problem to the L.
No, it's not going to work over here.
Okay.
Because if the Taisa.
That's so simple.
No, because the other option is, again, what do you want the Taisa to say?
You need a dyson of Dalva.
Okay,
Dalva
that way. In order to have a Taisa say you need four Tvachim, and you sell your Tefa.
So you're saying you say a little different. You have to know, I'm going to, say it in, try not to say too many slurs, think about yourself, but what is, I could think about why, but the Maisa, the Torah said for Tzvachim, and it's all that's what you're saying, but Yichatim Ois Asi Avim Hagif, but the Torah said for Tzvachim, you need for Tzvachim Mamish. Okay, that was what the Hilchot was. That you need only a Dyson Mamish of a Tefa.
Right.
But Lamei is called Malkum.
That's what we meant when we said Oimid. A Dyson Oimid meaning Mamish.
But the Oimid, the Oimid Taka has to be for Tfachim. In other words, there's two things going on here. You need Oimid Shabbal Tfachim. And if the Torah
was. We had a different vernacular. We were saying Oimid meant Tefach Mamish.
If the Torah wasn't Megale, that the Dyson was Ginuk with the Tefach, then you would need the Gans of Dal Tfachim to be Al Yidei a Dyson Mamish. Okay, I mean, but they're saying the same thing.
What's the
difference? Why do you need to have that person? I'm not even saying. You're saying because
the reason why we're saying it's the
Asiya Vimahagi. Maybe, I don't know.
We're saying a different stuff because
we know it's not Oymade. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
You're calling it Oymade. If it's Mamish Oymade, so then what's your verb about? If the
third
thing you need is Dayton Mamish,
I'm not telling.
It's
a good question. It has to be understood. That's what I said. I'm not explaining it. I'm saying the Zed Tachos in the Torah. I don't know what that. That word is not appropriate over here. It is Oymid.
We're basing our comments on the Sfat Emes itself. That even if love could make it custom.
I knew that somebody was confusing
you. Well,
I don't know.
Love
doesn't solve all problems.
It doesn't solve all problems, and that thing is not Oymid. You have to say the right word. But
he says it's not
Oymid. Yeah, okay,
the Seder, so
if that makes sense to you, you know. Made sense of stuff, and apparently he said it. You know, it doesn't. I don't know what it means. But you're just saying something that you thought. You know, so to say that I'll kopanim, we're saying 90% the same thing, right? That the lover, lulei the shul. Again, we're going on the side that it would be the raisa. It would be the rabbanan. But the chacham is saying be maisafan. But the raisa, right? So how does that stem with hilchos special kapach? The parrot. The taka you need a makom tefachim of dalid, but taka the dayfin mamish only has to be a day of tefach, and if the Torah didn't say it, the Torah just said dalid, you would not be able to do that al yidei lava. Okay, why not? I'm leaving that zvayla, not saying why, and you're saying in a very particular way. Okay, which I'm not sure what that means. And incidentally, you're saying in two particular ways. When you're saying Asiyavim the Hagis and the Hagisa, and you're also saying that it's not considered Oymid. Okay?
Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Now, Lamaisa, Taisus says something interesting. Taisus is Mavur Faker, that you can make that Tefach al Yidei Lava, Yidei Akana. That's Taka Mavur Taisus. Right? Okay, so that's why you just make. What do you mean? There's a din that besides the Malkum Sassum that you need al Kopanim a Tefach Mamish. Mavur from Taif is not like this. Right? So what's with the Tefach? Okay, so Taif is. Okay, it's going to be Shitatzai. Right? That's only the Rabbanon. Okay? And the Hanami. So Taif is Mavur that you create the Tefach like they love it. Mele Masha Marnu doesn't stem. Because in Achanami, if the Torah said Abba Tzvachim, you'd be able to do that all day loving.
Where is this?
Taisus asks that the complex. You're thinking
it's Kach.
Yeah, Taisus is not Chayzer from that.
We have
Zero in the Torah. We had a different
model, we understand. And if you're saying this is why it doesn't. I know, but she
thought this is the same thing. Taisus is saying that.
The Seder.
Like it's not going to work.
In the way you're saying it, maybe it's the same thing. I'm saying. If you don't say that, that's not, the Taisus is saying a different verse. Taisus is not saying you can't make that Tefach. We discussed this already, right? This is why it's saying you can't make the Tefach a day long. Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus is referring to Klal and Sha'as, Asi Avir Mehagis and Hagis. But Taisus doesn't have a problem, doesn't seem to have a problem. Taisus learned that, vice versa, that Tefach, you know, I don't think that to be Ma'amis that the Divrei Taisus. You know, that you can't create that Tefach Chayidei Lava. This doesn't seem to me should be what Tosfos is answering, right? That's basically the way you learn. The Seder, that's the way you learn. Seder. To me, Tosfos is saying that you can't create the Tefach HaYedei Lavan in this parish. Really, a blithe Kilu with the Kash of the God of Death. He has a different problem of Asiya and Avira Mehaigin to Mehaigin. That you have to know what, you know, the parameters of that are. And we go back to ask, what's the Sardinoi Vazai when you have the Tefach? When you say Asiya Avira Mehaigin to Mehaigin. But Al-Kopanim, B'chuz Mavur from Tefach, not like that. And basically, this is Tefach Gishmak. Tefach Saka holds that the whole din is a din de Rabbanon. Of Reb Simon. So you can't ask that what was the Tari Taka didn't require Dal Fachim. There's no stira, right? You don't have to make shalom between Tafach of the Hokusa and the fact that you need a Dyson of Dal Fachim according to Taisin. And the Tari Taka required one Tafach. The Chachamim, they were Gar Maitzif on that. Maitzav is a machlok of Yishainim. The machlok of Yishainim is that Rava was matzah, chutzus ha-daisen, you pass him like that. The dritte lashon of Abratsky, right?
Yeah.
You need both a tefach pechek and tzuras a tefach. The shayla is, well, what happens if the stuk is k'may mavoy, we're foolish. Now, Mavai Mefulish, we don't use a Tefach Beche. Nachman Tzichim, a partial Dalit, when they love it, Mahatkar, a Doifin Shal Zayin. Okay? The child is, you have to make a Tzurat HaPesach from that Doifin, right? Aleph and Dave, their Mekusher, Aliyadei, the partial Dalit, love it, right? So now the child is from Dave to Gimel, so you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. You have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is that din of Rava that you have to be Mechazik to Stephen, or the Tzuras HaPesach is the Shaila from there or not. Okay?
Do
you want me to say? It's the spot in the Mitzvah, in the Ran, in the Rosh, that you have Stephen Shal Zayin. You have Paschal Dalid, you have Yitzurus HaPesach, right? Now the third wall over here says if you have to make a Yitzurus HaPesach from here to there. Okay? The Hainu, when Rav has said that you have to throw a Yitzurus HaPesach in the mix, was the Dafka talking where it was Kim and Gam, and the third wall only had a Tefach Seichek. So there you have to make also a Yitzurus HaPesach. You have to be Makasher. Well, with the Tzuras HaPesach. Okay?
You mean it might be better by Mavon
Mefulish? Maybe, yeah, because there you have a partial Dalit. Over here, Duch Tevach Seichek and Mavon, you only have four. Right? Zok to Rava, throw in the Tzuras HaPesach, you have a Daifin Shal Zayin. Right? But Shainkin, when you have the partial Dalit, and the love, but you already have a wall Shal Zayin.
What bothered me, it's very good to have a wall Shal Zayin, but still, what? Why do we see this wall all the way out here as connected to these two walls? What? Should we see something connecting this wall? I mean, you have a Zayin, very good, you have two good walls, but how do we see this third wall as shy after the sukkah? Shouldn't there be something connecting it? Or what if, can you make it 5 hours? I mean, well,
okay,
can,
so let me ask you, let me ask you, according to you, if you have Yitzhak Sechek, right? Let's say the third wall, this is wall Aleph, this is wall Beis, all you do is Yitzhak Sechek and Tzuras HaPesach design, right?
Rava,
this is Rava's wall.
Okay, okay, okay.
Sechek, this is Zayin.
Fine.
And here, this is 10th Fachim. We'll call it the 11th Fachim, okay? You have your third wall. Okay, wall number 3 is 11 fachim from wall number 1. Okay? According to you, do you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach the 3 or 4 amas, or you have to make it all the way to that wall? You think that's what Rav is saying? The walls, you think in halacha they always have to be connected?
No, it's possible. I'm just pointing out that.
You're saying between the Rishon and the hold, you need to make a circle.
You're saying what's going on? The wall's not,
what
the wall's
what
not connected.
This wall have? Unless you say that by Hilchos Erev, no, that they're opposite each other, so we see them as a pair. I don't know, I'm just saying, otherwise, how do we see this wall as part of the sukkah?
We see a lot of things in sukkah.
I understand.
I'm just saying,
you have a wall here, and all the way 5 amas over there.
I'm asking you a fair question.
Yes.
So according to that, you have to make a Surah of Pesach in Rav's case of Tefach Seichik until the wall.
It's not the question that Tefach, the Tefach works unless you already have a Kamin Gam.
This is the Tefach Seichik.
Rav says you have to already have two, and now you have a Tefach Seichik with the Surah of Pesach. You already have to have two.
Right.
Two connected. Now the third one on this side is the Tefach Seichik. There's a Pesach to the end, but we already have two good walls connected. Here's your cases that you have a wall here, a wall here, and you just have a Pesach. That's a Pesach Mefulis. No?
So there's a din. So Rabbi Vazky is saying that there's a din, that the walls have to be connected. Okay, and Lechura, the Kedaita speak out, that Lechura, that's the gather of what Rishonim is saying. Okay, that they have to be connected. What are they accomplishing? And that's correct, Rabbi Brodsky. Okay, but they're connected. I'm saying what's typical kasha, right? I'm saying you could say as far as Margin, right? The shaila is that nichlal and divrei Rav or not, right? Rav was saying make a surat of Pesach. He was saying make a different shalzayim, right? That's why. What do we require in Rav?
Mm-hmm.
Why did Rav require the haysafa of surat of Pesach?
What do you think? If it's going on a Tefach Seichik,
but it's for sure going on Tefach.
That's the
case that Rav said.
Right?
That's we know Rav Kahana. We know what's going on in that case. The question is it going on the third case as well? It's the circle that
you're saying.
Well, Rav Kahana, you can say whatever you want, but it's not Nichlal. It's a whole different part.
But
then Rav Akilu said for two reasons. Akilu, saying it's not. It's not
Kufonim. One of them is to extend the world to be a full Zion. The other one is to connect the world.
The Shaila is, do you see in Rav of being Matzah, you know, a Surah of Pesach, to make the wall a Zayf and Shal Zion, to see this Hesafah that you have to make them even connected. There's nothing shver about that, it's the Gemara said.
Well,
right?
I just want to point out that's only if you learn that when the Tefach, Surah of Pesach was going on the Tefach Seichik, it only has to extend out another. Three tefachim.
Right.
But if you learn like Rashi, I think, and it goes all the way to the end of the, I understood it's the opposite wall. Meaning you have two walls, the third wall you have is set up to, I saw from Rashi, he's saying you have to make this all the way to the end of the opposite wall, no?
He doesn't mean that.
No? Kalat Daifin doesn't mean, I thought he meant Kalat Daifin like
all
the
other ones.
He means
the Chaitos of Zion.
That's
what he
means.
Why would that be?
I thought maybe Hagufa is like to make it so that
everything
goes,
even.
All even.
You're an even guy.
Right, meaning that otherwise it's like, it would be like, you know, it would be diagonal, it would be like, you know.
Diagonal?
What? I thought
no, 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 no,
all
no,
the
no,
rest.
No, no, no.
I didn't have time to
that's
really.
That's going by from the first one.
Oh, you think that means the whole opposite Devin Kula, but he means this Zion Tefach.
Yeah,
mean. I thought Devin Kula baby had thought that they mean like opposite the other one, like all the.
You'll take a look.
I have to look at it again.
Take a look
after. We're behind
it. And let me know if you.
What is it?
You think so? Look, it's a Kamakam Ian. I mean, it knows you're shining. But you have to, it's Nagay over there too. It's Mefurish. I mean, like Rabbi Brodsky is correct, that Lechur, what they're accomplishing, is making them connected. But Lechur is, I'm saying the Shail is, the Davar Acher, Lagamri, Mashahu Yitzah, by the Kamin Gam. Okay? The Maisa, we discussed already if Reb Timon is within the right or not. This is a little complicated, maybe. I'm going to say it. Okay. The silas, how about Rava? The Russian Shlishi. Is that also the right of the Lazarus? The Tefach Seichik plus Tzura Sepetach. Is that the right of the two?
It
doesn't have to be the same. I'm making a heck of a finger. You're just saying yes. Or you, what do you mean the same? You're like bringing indications for that? Like the, it's Shavet?
It
seems to me that you say that Rabbah is going on the Shem and the whole thing that was also the right thing. Mm. But on the Ritzel, it's like that. So nice, there could be a Shem that Mashmah is the right, though. Find it a little schwer, actually, why. Incidentally, the Prima Gadim, he brings down that both the Rabbanon, both the Simon, and and Rava, the Bach was the first like that, and in Rava Al Kopanim, in Rava Al Kopanim, it's the Rabbanon, the Bach was the first like that. Besides, there are indications, perhaps, in the Rishonim, that some learned that even in Rava it's the right thing. I find it a little funny that the Shem that fear the Shmuz, that is Rava in the third Lashon that requires the Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, do we extend that to Mavim of foolish or not? What does that mean? It's the right one in Rava. Rava's touching up the Hochsa, right?
Yeah.
The Hochsa is that Al Yidei, the Harkava of these two Zachin, yeah, Mahataka Daifin. Of seven, right? So you can, I mean, it's reminiscent of what we just pointed out, but it's much more peace and chaimer says. Before we pointed out, we assume even if they're both the Rabbanon, okay, the Chacham and Chayit are Chizak, but they're being Mechazik, two different things, right? If you say it's the Hochusa, right, this is what the Torah says. Well, you're learning up from the Hochusa, the case of the Simayin Wat. You're saying that's also a tayr dikatin in the case of the foolish, plus it can't fear that ayat. How would you learn up the rishonim that say that you need it even over there, right? Even by a mavim the foolish, you need it through a tapasa. Where they're coming from, Rav's din, right? So that they're learning in the Helchusa. The Din Taira,
no,
that...
No, because over there, does the Rishonim who saved this learn that Rabbi Simon... Does anyone learn that Rabbi Simon by Mavim is foolish is a Din Taira?
Exactly right. I don't think so.
So
I'm with you.
That in that case, Rabbi would... None of the cases of Rabbi is going on Mavim is foolish.
That's what the Rishonim are have hearing the debate. Whether, when Rabbi says, Medaf Eich, besides Tefach Seichik, without the nice of Tzuras HaPesach, if we're going to apply that to Mavli or not.
Does anyone say that Rishonim, when you asked me, did they write, so I was going in the Rishonim that hold, that it's not going on Mavli and the Polish, that it's specifically going on Rabbi Simon of Kimingan. In the Rishonim that say that Rava's going on Mavli and the Polish, in that day, there are people that are going to hold that Rava is a deraisa. Does anyone say that?
They can.
I understand that the Bach and all people are all going, even on the Rishonim, that say that Rava is going on the dinner of Rabbi Simon by Sukkah Kamin Gam, where the two walls meet, and Rava, not Mavim Sukkah like Mavim before. Anyone who's going to hold that, I'm asking this now, isn't anyone who's going to say that Rava's din is going on Rabbi Simon by Mavim the Foolish is for sure not going to hold that it's a Din Deraisa. The same way Mavim the Foolish is not a Din Deraisa.
Same with Dugma, the Ritva Taka, let's assume that he holds. Now, gradually he's not Mastic like this. You know, it's Mashma that's Deraisa, the Rabba, right? And if he has a Shmuz, does it apply by Mavim or not?
Right.
I'm saying, what's the Shmuz?
He has those two.
What's the Shmuz? How could you...
Once the Ritva says...
How could you say that it's the Raisa and Sir Shmuz, whether we're going to apply that to Mavli by Pashal Dala? It's Mana. I mean, like, what are we...
Imam said it like that.
I'm glad he's Masuk now like that, but I forgot exactly what.
No, but that
was
how he spelled it together. He first
so you told me how he's going with Shitas, but how can he conclude not like that? You know.
You know,
I'm just going
one after the other.
I know it's one after the other, but the Ram Lechura also fears the Shmuel.
Right, we
have. I'll just bring a Raya quickly what the Ram, where I saw the Ram Lechura holds, but it's also the right stuff, because the Ram is proving that Lishna Basa that you saw, right, that Suisa Pesach doesn't work for the other Nathan. Because if it works, right, what's the big kula of the,
right,
the third wall? You have Suisa Pesach, I'll say anything that would work by Lavar and Suisa Pesach would work by any of the other Nathan.
Right.
In other words, whatever the third wall is, you see that that's not going to work because it's a special din over there, right?
Right.
It has to be special. So you see that if you apply that same thing to the other wall, it's not going to work, right? Because you have to be special. Now, if the Chachamim said, you're right, Tafach would work, not going to get there, Tafach Seichik would work, whatever it is, that's the Chachamim. But Rav is coming to be Mechazik that wall. Okay, the Chachamim found it merit. Yeah? Do you see that the other walls would have to not work like that? Do you see Surah Tafach that doesn't work from the other walls? That's only when it's the Hilchusa, it's coming Lahakel, made the third wall special. Like, oh, the third wall special, it's special that it works over here. That's implicit that it doesn't work by the other wall. But if Rav is coming to be Maisus Midra Banan, the Chacham didn't follow the Nishkanuk. Yes, I would not say about it. But they started to narrow. So how could you prove that such a wall wouldn't work by the other defendant? It doesn't work that out of the time. Thing has to be that after the Chacham got finished being the Shapet, the third wall, that there's still a kula left, that it wouldn't work by the walls. Who said that? I mean, it's like why can't that be the chura, the Ran is Mavur, that you know, even in love in the third Lashon is the right. So speak another Machlekes in Yishayim, there's a Machlekes. It's by mumbling the foolish. If you put a tefach seichik between them, you hear this, Rabbi Bratsky? You have a sukkah ketana, 7-7. It's my foolish over here, and you put a tefach seichik, so you have a tefach in the middle, and it's lover to both of these walls.
Right.
Does that work or not?
Right.
So some Mishnah is not going to say yes.
Right.
Some Mishnah say no.
Right.
Sarachin and Tuva Lechura, and he's a beer. Why that wouldn't work?
Now
I'm saying, what?
Yeah, why it should not work?
Why it should not work? If you said the Mitzvah says they're not considered irva, but I'm saying I have a raya that they are, right? It's because by tefach seichik, I'm saying, but by kamin gam, it's considered the irva. Saying the
pastalas means. Pastalit,
yeah,
lover,
right? The lover can. I mean, that's mafur. That the love al yidei lover
doesn't make it.
It's considered irvan, right? So what?
The fact that it's two sides, you think it makes it work?
Well, if it's a double lover, by Amina, I'm maybe you have something like that in your pocket. I'm saying, what? It's not double lover. I mean, it's not being
maisa. Here it is. I mean, maybe it's not lover de kamachisa, but that's not kamachisa. You don't have a whole.
Because you have a pastel that's bigger than that.
You have a pastel that's really funny made.
Yeah, right.
You don't need love of the Kedem Chitza, so it's a real Chitza. You know, Hilchot is coming to teach us that even though it's not really I made, so Seder, Tefach will work. Now, where do you put the Tefach? But love of the Etzem wouldn't work here at Kedem Chitza. Once you have a pastel and a Muba, that's a real Chitza.
Can we pull it together again with
that?
Yeah, it
makes a lot of sense.
Right, I mean, we were discussing why do you have to even come on to...
Well, so, I'm just saying...
The answer is you do it, the
Ritva says... The Ritva says that it's not considered Irvan. That's what the Ritva says.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's but he's holding that by Pasdala it is called Irvan. And by Wolfwood...